Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, December 16th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by CardPointers. Leading off today, Apple CEO Tim Cook paid a visit to Mar-a-Lago on Friday night to have dinner with President-elect Donald Trump. Cook joined a string of other tech leaders who have visited Trump's Florida club over the past several weeks. According to local reports, Tim Cook dined with Trump and Elon Musk on the patio at Mar-a-Lago. It's not explicitly clear what was discussed between the three. This marks Cook's first meeting with Trump since he was elected last month. He met with and earned praise from Trump multiple times during his first term, and other tech leaders are reportedly trying to imitate that strategy during Trump's second term. That relationship between Trump and Cook helped Apple avoid massive tariffs on its products from China during the first Trump administration, something that Cook is likely looking to repeat during the second term. In October, Cook spoke with Trump about Apple's ongoing battles in the European Union after the company was ordered to pay $14 billion in back taxes in Ireland and $2 billion in an antitrust disagreement with Spotify. Trump promised Cook that he would not let the EU take advantage of American companies if he were to get elected. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg visited Mar-a-Lago to meet with Trump at the end of November, and Google CEO Sundar Pichai met with Trump last week. Amazon's Jeff Bezos will meet with Trump this week, and of course, Trump and Elon Musk have been inseparable over the last several months. In addition to private dinners with the president-elect, tech companies are also donating to Trump's inauguration fund. Both Meta and Amazon are donating $1 million to the inauguration fund, while OpenAI's Sam Altman is also making a $1 million donation. As of right now, Apple and Tim Cook are not donating to that inauguration fund. Next up today, we have a pair of rumors courtesy of Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. First, according to the latest edition of his Power On newsletter, Apple is working on a fully redesigned version of the Magic Mouse. Apple technically just updated the Magic Mouse with a USB-C port, but other than that, the current generation of the Magic Mouse is unchanged. Gurman, however, says that Apple's design team has been prototyping a new version of the Magic Mouse in recent months, aiming to devise something that fits better into the modern era. Apple is looking to create something that's more relevant in an era of touchscreens, voice commands, and hand gestures, while also fixing long-standing complaints, including the charging port being located on the bottom. There's no word on when exactly the new Magic Mouse will arrive, and Gurman says we shouldn't expect anything in the next 12 to 18 months. But nonetheless, this marks the first reporting saying that a full revamp of the Magic Mouse is in the works. Gurman also says that Apple has a big change planned for the second generation of AirTag. We're currently expecting the AirTag 2 to be released sometime in early 2025. The headlining change, according to Gurman, is that the AirTag will get a new ultra-wideband chip on par with the one introduced in the iPhone 15. This new ultra-wideband chip, referred to by Apple as the second-generation ultra-wideband, will considerably increase the range of the new AirTag, meaning it'll be easier to find any items that you've attached it to. Right now, the AirTag can be located with precision finding from around 10 to 30 meters away, depending on conditions. The new model should triple that by using the second-generation ultra-wideband chip, meaning the range goes from 30 to 90 meters. Again, that AirTag 2 is currently expected sometime in spring of 2025. We are supported this week by CardPointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day, especially as you complete your holiday shopping this month. Most CardPointer users save over $750 per year, thanks to the in-depth details about what rewards and offers are available for each of your credit cards. 9to5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 50% on CardPointer's annual and monthly plans and get a $100 savings card by hitting the link in the show notes below. Again, that's 50% off exclusively for 9to5 Mac listeners at the link in the show notes below. Running out today, a new story from the Wall Street Journal has details on the next few years of iPhone updates and Apple's plans for a foldable. The report says that Apple is working on two new foldable devices for 2026 and beyond, and also provides some new details on the often rumored iPhone 17 Air. The report corroborates other stories from sources like Ming-Chi Kuo and The Information, saying that Apple plans to introduce an iPhone thinner than the approximately 8mm profile of current models next year. The model is intended to be cheaper than the Pro models, with a simplified camera system to reduce cost. Initially, the information had reported that the iPhone 17 Air would be Apple's most expensive iPhone 17 model, costing even more than the iPhone 17 Pro Max. The Wall Street Journal, however, disagrees with that reporting and says it'll be cheaper than the Pro models. The Wall Street Journal pitches the device as an alternative to consumers looking to pick up a sleeker phone that don't mind the compromises. Apple is betting big on the ultra-thin form factor being visually appealing despite those tech compromises. The Wall Street Journal says that Apple is planning two new foldable devices. One, there's a larger device that's intended to serve as a laptop that would have a screen that unfolds to be nearly as large as some desktop monitors at about 19 inches. So that's a 19-inch foldable MacBook of some sort. The story also says Apple is working on a smaller model that would unfold to a display size that is larger than the iPhone 16 Pro Max, intended to serve as a foldable iPhone. Both foldable designs have been in development for years, but some key parts weren't ready. Major challenges included improving the hinge, a mechanism that allows the device to fold and unfold, as well as the display cover, which is a flexible material protecting the foldable screen. As it stands right now, Apple seems to believe that it can resolve these problems and release its first foldable iPhone for 2026.